Hello, I'm Elizabeth, an obsessive backyard gardener who might be able to offer you a couple of tips.
And I'm Keith, a landscape consultant, and I'm also passionate about gardening.
The one thing we both have in common is
muddy boots.
Asparagus, yum. I love to eat it, but I've never attempted to grow it. So today, our vegetable gardening aficionado, Keith Edwards, is going to provide us with all of the tips and tricks on asparagus growing and how to successfully maintain it so that we'll never have the need to buy an asparagus spear again. Keith, I had absolutely no idea asparagus is a perennial plant, which can live up to 20 or 30 years.
Incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. Here where we are in Victoria, we get most of our asparagus from not so far away at a place called Kooyarrup.
Oh, which is around the corner.
Which is just around the corner, basically. Yeah. Wow. So that is the major area for asparagus. And if you go off that way and drive through the towns, you'll actually see them offering, you know, asparagus spears in big bunches or even in boxes.
What is it about Kooyarrup? What is it about? Is it the level?
It's the soil.
It was originally a real
floodplain.
Okay.
Because they need rich soil that's well composted. So you can imagine Kooyarrup is in the low-lying area.
Yep.
So and it's got lots of water going through. It's now turned mainly into drains.
Okay.
So it was all the top soils from the higher peaks around the area will wash down into this low-lying area, and it just produced this sensational soil.
And there are male and female plants.
There are
indeed. Didn't know that
either. Yep.
So tell us about that.
All right. Well, asparagus will both will produce both spears.
Yes.
And I guess you've really got to understand a little bit about where we actually start with asparagus.
Right.
You can buy 3 to 4 year old crowns bare rooted in the middle of winter.
Right.
Okay. And they look absolutely incredible. They look like an octopus that's on steroids.
Yep.
You know, lots and lots and lots of little, you know, roots coming off the central part.
So can I interrupt? So you buy them as crowns?
You can buy them as crowns, yeah, or you can grow them from seed. But the seed will take you 3 to 4 years from seed.
Or seedlings?
You can get seedlings, yeah.
But best to go. I think we sound like we need to go for the crowns.
The crowns are the best because you're getting those during when they're dormant.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got time to prepare your beds because you really need to have a big, deep area full of lots and lots of compost turned over, lots and lots of humus put into that.
Yep.
And you buy your little crowns.
Mm.
And you would plant them probably about 30 to 40 centimetres apart.
Mm.
And sorry to stop,
when are we doing this? We're doing this, when are we planting? We buy them in winter, we prepare our garden.
Yep, we plant our soil. In winter as they're dormant.
We need to go into how to plant and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so we plant them and then we plant them in winter. So we're
in
planting
winter.
Them pretty much soon. Okay, gotcha. Yep, go ahead, sorry.
And the way that I used to do it is I would have each crown set into the soil that's been with lots and lots of compost, and I would cover it just slightly over the top with some more compost.
Okay.
And I would slightly dish them. Each one would be slightly dished.
Yes.
Into the soil.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that as the crowns grow, each year you should be covering them when they go dormant. You should be covering those crowns with more compost and more humus. So you're building up the soil's capacity.
So you cover them lightly and then you wait till the leaves come up.
Yep. And the spears will come up.
Oh, spears. Okay.
Yep. And if you don't, you shouldn't harvest, if you get a 3-year-old crown, you shouldn't really harvest them in the first year.
Okay.
You really want them to grow at least a full season without a harvest in your garden bed.
You just said if you get a 3-year-old crown, what does that mean? We bought a 3-year-old crown.
Yeah, you buy a 3 or 4 year old crown.
Oh, so they have like age on them when we buy them. How do we know if it's a 3 or 4 year old crown?
Because you're starting off with the seed, and the seed will, in its first year, will produce a very, very small plant. The second year, it'll produce a much bigger plant, and then the third year, it's a size that is really pretty good to be putting in your soil.
So,
but you shouldn't harvest the spears during the year. You let them grow.
Okay, but we should, at the nursery, we should really look for that three-year-old crown.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be easier. Okay, and then let them go for at least a year?
Yeah, just leave them go. And what they'll do is you'll then see what the difference between a male and a female.
Yes, all right? Thickness. Is that right?
No, it'll produce these long, skinny green stems that has just got this masses of ferny-like material all over it.
Mm.
And the males will have little red balls.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you tell the difference from the two of them.
Okay.
So the male produce a little red ball, and the female will produce a little flower head.
Okay.
And that's how it all grows.
Okay. And so if now's a good time, we need to find a spot that will then be used ongoing, because you've got to keep them in there, right? You don't remove them.
It's going to be totally dedicated.
That's the asparagus garden bed.
You know, designated spot just for asparagus.
For the next 20 years.
Yep, forever.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you mentioned compost. So we've got our crowns.
Mm-hmm.
We've dug our trench or our holes. Then we're adding compost. And then with the garden bed, is it necessary to be of a certain pH level?
Generally,
around
about the 6 to 7,
okay.
And that's fine. Not
okay.
An alkaline till, not an out. So you know they're suitable for most climates. They like full sun, so that's another
yes.
thing. And you've got to apply an all-purpose fertilizer, such as the Sudden Impact for roses, or
okay.
Gigantic,
okay.
or Charlie Carp.
Yep.
And you do that in spring.
Okay. All right. So when we're with that planting process, sorry to ask so many questions, but it's just quite complex. The asparagus. So we're putting it into the trench, into its hole, covering it with some compost, a light compost.
Yeah.
And then we're letting it grow a little bit. Then you're adding more.
No.
Okay.
No, you just leave it.
Stick
just
it in
let
and it, do
let
it once.
Let it do its thing for that full year, and then, as I said, it'll produce these
okay.
ferny-like, long,
right.
great big tall things, and they can get up to 2 meters tall. Some
sounds
of these.
Sounds like corn.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit like that.
Wow.
But it's a real soft, fine, ferny appearance.
All right. And then when they've grown, we don't, because we're not obviously going to harvest them.
No, you just let that die off, and they'll just
don't touch.
Just leave it. It just dies off, and then you cut that back down to the ground.
Probably
somewhere getting close to autumn.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then the next year.
And then what they'll do is because you've left them, they've had an ability to take up all the goodness. They've had the ability to get the photosynthesis because they've now got those little tiny leaf-like. Florets on them, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
So they're doing a photosynthesis thing. They're getting bigger and stronger and everything else. So the following year, so we're looking at a 5-year-old crown.
Yep.
What you're going to have then are beautiful spears coming up.
Ooh.
Now, I'm going to say that if you like asparagus,
yes,
you need to plant 12, at least 12 crowns per person.
Oh.
Into the bed. It's a lot. It is a lot to get a return.
Okay.
So you need a fairly big area.
Yeah, because I was going to say how far apart, because they're like
30
these
centimetres apart. About 30 centimetres apart.
Okay, so you do need a big area.
You've got a big area.
We need a big garden.
You've got to get a big garden.
Okay. Do you have, you're not planting them, are you? You haven't got them, or have you?
I had, we grew asparagus for a few years and we had a designated bed, which was about 1.5 metres by 2 metres long.
Right.
And it was surrounded by paving.
Yep.
The problem there was, as I said, it requires full sun.
Yeah.
And our neighbours, unfortunately,
grew some trees.
No, they grew bamboo, and that bamboo is 6 metres tall, so it just didn't get enough sunlight.
That was the end of the asparagus.
So that was the end of that bed. So we pulled that out.
Because it's such a commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, we pulled that out.
Okay. All right. So then we got to the second year. They're growing beautifully. How long does it take what's the process? How do we know when they're ready to harvest?
Well, they'll produce spears, and the spears should be about the thickness of your little finger.
Okay.
And you can let them grow up. They can get up to 30 centimetres tall, if you like. But you want to be picking them, much earlier than that. So I reckon about 200 millimetres is probably about the right
okay.
length. So what you're going to have is these all these little tips coming out of the out of the soil.
Yep.
Now, to harvest them, there is a specific tool that you can use to harvest.
It's an asparagus tool,
yeah. And what it looks like is you've got a long handle, and the bottom section is like a chisel that has a V shape in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
on the bottom.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's a sharpened V shape.
Yes.
And you hold the actual asparagus and you push this tool down
beside
into the soil.
It, yes.
Beside it and cut through that way.
Okay.
You don't cut them off at ground level. You cut them off
you
below.
Get a bit deeply into the soil.
You do, exactly.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Now, I have to say, I did read that the female plants can produce thicker but less prolific spears, whereas the male plants produce more prolific but thinner spears. Is that not
correct? That's true, yes.
Okay.
In fact, there's a the Diggers Club actually sell a form of asparagus, and Clive likes to be rather controversial in some of his explanations of the tool, so of the plants and so forth. So one day Clive had grown this particular purple variety, mm. and he brought it in and he gave it to the chef in the restaurant,
mm. Mm.
and the chef looked at the size of it and he said, what do you want me to do with this fat bastard? So it was called fat bastard. Asparagus.
Does it taste good? Do you know? Do you try it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful asparagus.
So there are quite a number of varieties.
There are a lot of varieties.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen white asparagus?
I think I might have actually seen white asparagus.
Yeah,
somewhere. I don't know where.
Do you know why it's white asparagus?
No idea. No.
Because it's grown in the dark.
Oh my goodness.
It's grown in polytunnels, black polytunnels.
God.
And the reason for that is that it doesn't get to see any sunlight, so it remains white.
But still has flavour.
And it's got exactly the same flavour as green asparagus or purple asparagus.
Well, there you could have done that with your bamboo next door, couldn't you?
Could have.
Come on, you can always. It's always time. Only 20 years to wait. Well, no. 20. It's amazing, though. So every single year after that second year, you will have, if you maintain everything well enough.
Make sure you're putting lots of good food on it.
Yeah, so what do we need to keep producing good, healthy asparagus each year? For 15 years or 20 years?
Is just keep on adding compost.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Plenty of compost.
That was easy. Okay.
All right. So we know that there's three colours.
Yeah. Okay, white, purple and green.
Yep.
Yes.
The green asparagus is grown in the open field.
Yep.
And the white, purple and the white varieties are grown undercover.
Oh, so the purple as well.
There is a white, purple variety. So we've got the green asparagus and that's got a much milder flavour than its coloured fellows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a great way of going out and getting that wonderful asparagus flavour for your meals.
Yeah,
terrific.
Obviously better than, or as always, than buying it from the supermarket
exactly.
or grocery store.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, is there anything we've missed? Because it is quite a complex subject, I would think.
Well, what else do you know about them?
Nothing. That's why I'm asking you. So I'm going to finish there. I'm going to say asparagus. Well, I do actually know that asparagus is so good for us because it's high in potassium.
Yep.
It's a great source of fibre and low in salt, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to pluck it from the garden year after year after year would be amazing, such an amazing treat. And there's another job that we can add to the ever-growing gardening to-do list if we've got the room.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks,
Keith. A lot of people love asparagus.
Yes, oh, well, who doesn't? Delicious. Thank you for listening to Muddy Boots. For more information on today's podcast, please go to muddyboots.net.au. And happy gardening.